Henry V reigned over England for only 9 years and 4 months, and died at the age of just 35, but he looms over the landscape of the late Middle Ages and beyond. The victor of Agincourt, he is remembered as the acme of kingship, a model to be closely imitated by his successors. William Shakespeare deployed Henry V as a study in youthful folly, redirected to sober statesmanship. For one modern medievalist, Henry was, quite simply, the greatest man who ever ruled England. For our author, Henry V is one of the most intriguing characters in all medieval history, but one of the hardest to pin down. He was a hardened, sometimes brutal warrior. Yet he was also creative and artistic, with a bookish temperament. He was a leader who made many mistakes, who misjudged his friends and family, but he always seemed to triumph when it mattered. As king, he saved a shattered country from economic ruin, put down rebellions, and secured England's borders. In foreign diplomacy, he made England a serious player once more. Yet, through his conquests in northern France, he sowed the seeds for 3 generations of calamity at home, in the form of the Wars of the Roses. This is Stevie Ray. Please join me for Dan Jones, Henry V, the astonishing triumph of England's greatest warrior king.